Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert, we're association. We're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert, evaluation. We're the word association.
Yana, the only thing these boys are guilty of is coming together and sharing a couple words. And they're learning about each other. Now, I know you arrested them, and they did have 20 pounds of PCP in the van that they were driving. But at the end of the day, isn't PCP just a fun word for pals coming together?
Your Honor, if I may say something, what that lawyer does not know is that together does not start with a P. It starts with a T. And would you like some tea, Your Honor? Maybe a nice cold glass of lemonade?
Well, see, Your Honor, here's the big problem. If you don't talk about words, you wouldn't know what he was talking about. Is he talking about tea? T-E-A, the delicious beverage? Or was he talking about tea? T-E-E, the used device we used to put a golf ball on. With me,
Your Honor. Now, this lawyer clearly went to Phoenix Online College. You can see he's wearing a hoodie with the emblem of the community college on his chest right there. Now, Your Honor, I myself am a learned man. I went to Valparaiso in Indiana, and I learned how to be a lawyer.
Now, first of all, please. We're all friends here. This enough. We can dispense of the Your Honor. Please call me Chester.
Chester, a beautiful first name, Chester.
Chester, I didn't go to no fancy college. My college burnt to the ground, and like a phoenix, it rose online because the building, too many chemicals got in the soil, so they couldn't rebuild.
Your Honor, but, objection.
Honor?
Your Honor,
this here is a plea hearing. You understand that, right, gentlemen? I'm just looking for a plea.
And I'm pleading with you. I'm pleading with you, Your Honor. Don't let 20 pounds of PCP ruin this boy's life.
And, Your Honor, if you look down at my feet, you will see I have on ballerina slippers, and I am doing a plea, if it pleas the court.
Why, it absolutely does.
Now, Your Honor, famously, I know your father, you were named after a cheetah, right? A cheetah who plays the saxophone with sunglasses on.
If the orange fingers fit.
Now, also, Your Honor, I believe your father also was a convicted molester, and that's how you also got the name of Chester, the son of the molester.
Well, if you're referring to my father, Lester, you would be correct.
Your Honor, objection. I didn't know the scene was going to take a turn.
Your Honor.
Sustained,
the boys...
I also did not.
Well, you know what? That's what happens, Your Honor. Just like these boys didn't think their adventure would take a turn.
Now listen here, sir. And if you keep going, you'll be in contempt.
Your Honor, I'm willing to drop the charges if my fellow lawyer here agrees to never say molester again.
Well,
I hate to allow somebody with 20 pounds of PCP go. That is, I mean, what is that, like $30 million? I don't know. But.
And honestly, Your Honor, your father isn't here. So you don't need to tempt him with any cum anytime soon. So no one needs to be held in cum tent.
And gavel, gavel, gavel. This is Adol Refai, or Gavel Refai, if you will.
This is Brett Juror number one, Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I can't stop thinking about cum tent.
Well, you don't want to be held in cum tent.
Nobody does. Nobody.
Oh, God.
And that's, of course, Rob White cum tent.
Brett, what is, I don't know what happens in the last, I want to say minute 45, but you, your brain short-circuited and you.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's just, when you haven't done live improv in front of people for a long time, it can go places.
So you're cooped up in a house all day, and then you're like, honey, I'm going to go record a podcast. And you're like, I'm content, molester. You're like, phew, I got it all out.
No,
I'm out of order. You're out of order. You're a content. What?
No, listen, I hang around with a child all day, and I hang around with a lot of children, and I need to bite my tongue on certain comedy things I want to make. So,
and I just want to just...
It comes out here. Aren't we free here to not be censored?
Well, nobody's censoring us, but I just want to say very quickly, I just want to say a fond farewell to anyone who found us over the Thanksgiving journey home and thought we were a family-friendly podcast, and now you're hearing this. And I just want to say goodbye, everyone.
You should have. From episode one, this is not a family-friendly. I mean, it could be if you don't care, children are going to learn it either way. So
that's very
might
true.
As well do
Which
it
brings me
friends.
To my word today is fuck butt.
No, that is one word. I looked it up. I looked it up in Webster's dictionary, and fuck butt is one word.
I do like the idea of just screaming content and then being like, what? I can't say it? I was like, you can say whatever you want.
What are we, a bunch of fuck butts? Can't say content?
I guess my question
some
is
kind
is
of
what?
Fuck butt?
Yeah.
Never camp.
I don't ever want to be held in content.
Never camping again.
Yes. Before we jump into the words, though, there is a segment that we introduced, and I know we didn't do it. We had the Thanksgiving episode, which I'm glad we did. But we introduced the Sequelizer, and very excited to say.
Did we get some
We got some emails.
Suggestions?
We did. A number of them, and this is awesome, and please keep them up. And I actually, the people are spelling them, and I think that's the right way. Sequel.
Did everyone send an email? Did everyone send an email?
Just wrong.
Rob, did everyone follow the directions and they just sent an email with movies and they didn't try
Correct.
To make
they did not do. They did not sequelize. Yes. They did not sequelize.
Thank you.
We
don't want to be influenced.
Nope.
We don't want to be influenced.
Nope. So here we go. So I think we'll just, please keep them coming. We can absolutely, we'll have some sequelizer stuff. I figure we'll try one.
Hey,
if it's
Rob.
Short-lived, if the sequelizer is done in 30 seconds,
hey,
we'll
Rob.
Do another one. Yeah?
Rob, is please it, keep them coming.
Can we say anything except for keep them coming?
Well, keep them tentin'. We'll keep them tentin'.
That's twapod@gmail.com for any complaints against Brett or any movies for us to sequelize.
All right, here is the first one. It is from, we'll go first name, last name. Why not? Scott Tidball. Sequelizer, love the show. You are all always amusing or even clever. Some sequels for you, and I'm going to give one.
Callback.
Scott suggested Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Nothing Nowhere Never.
That'd be the prequel.
Maybe. Or not. I mean, time.
Everything. That movie. What, everything Everywhere All at Twice.
Mm. Oh, I like that, Brett.
That's very good.
I don't think we're going to
talk
about that.
What about Everything Everywhere All Over Again?
I like that. One thing. That's it. One thing once.
Everything Everywhere All the time .gov.
Ooh, point two.
We should really think of ones
before we...
Do we have another one? No, I'm looking on the spot here.
I do, we'll do another one, but let me just throw out one more, because this is not going to be good, but I just feel like we have to do one more.
Yes.
Ready? Everything's, everywhere's, all's at once.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
I like this.
All
just
right.
pluralize it a little bit. Here,
a little
let me
pig
do
Latin.
Little, no. Yeah, if that's what you think pig Latin
every
is.
Tang.
Every tang.
I'm yes shuffling or struggling or whatever that song is.
I don't know.
All right. Okay, we'll do one more. So, oh, and thank you very much, Scott, for that. We appreciate it. Thank you. Let's keep these sequelizers coming. Here we go.
No.
No.
No, Rob, don't say.
I'm so sorry. That's literally, please keep them
afloat.
Keep
Bobby
Keane, them.
Bobby Keane, sequelizer, just sent the movie title as instructed. No other text whatsoever.
Nice.
Chicken,
nice.
And I haven't seen this one, Chicken Little. I have not Chicken seen Chicken Little. Little.
And here's what I want to say. All we're trying to do is avoid, I don't know when it became a trend. For a while, people used to be like, oh, they should make the movie this. Like they'd say a sequel, mm-hmm. and they go, something, whatever, two, Electric Boogaloo. And
right.
then people started to say, they should make a sequel, whatever, two, The Squeakquel.
Yeah.
I don't
right.
know when that started.
Or Too Chicken, Too Little.
Yes. People.
Right. We don't
like,
want to
no
do
Fast
that.
And Furious.
Every 10 right. years, a new movie, a new sequel dominates mm-hmm. the potential pun sequel game, and we're tired of it. So Chicken Little.
Sick of it.
Chicken okay. Little.
I'm going to say Chicken,
Chicken
Big.
Chicken Lit 2? Chicken Lit 2?
Chicken Lit 2, yes, now in Paris.
Chicken Little Trouble in Big China.
Ooh, yes. Yes, yes,
that's
yes,
that's good.
Yes.
Chicken Little, Here We Go, A Hen.
Ooh, that's
great.
Amazing. Chicken Little
great.
2, Dark Meat Cute.
Ooh, I
it's
like
a rom-com. That. It's a rom-com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Fried Chicken Little.
Wow, I like
fried
that.
Fried green chicken.
No, no, that was. I thought about that first. I thought about that first.
Excuse me, my chicken's green. oh, that just means it's young.
Anything to do with eggs or no? I'm trying
okay.
to think of nest.
Yeah.
Nest of the best.
Ooh, The Nest Around.
Ooh.
Chicken Little 2, The Nest Around.
Oh, The Nest yeah. Around is good. Straw.
Chicken Little 2, The Cock of the Walk.
Chicken Little 2, The Sky is Falling, .. again?
No.
Chicken Little 2, Don't Look Up. Chicken Little 2, Pick a Little, Talk a Little, Chicken Little 2.
Chicken Little 2, Peace Dinner?
Ooh, Rob, that might
wait,
be the winner.
Wait, what? Chicken Little 2, what?
Two-Piece
Peace
Dinner.
Peace Dinner.
Yeah.
That's
I said
outstanding.
Peas. I said poos. That's pretty good.
They caught Chicken Little.
And that's only you're only going to get two pieces.
Yeah, true.
You're not going to get a lot of pieces. It's
two
a little
piece,
bird.
Dude.
If you listen to Thanksgiving,
yeah.
it's a little
that's,
bird than that. Assuming
that's
I still I yeah. don't know the movie.
Well, you know, like we said, in the future, keep those movies coming, and we'll try to sequelize them the best we can, or keep continuing to submit movies. That would be great.
Chicken Little 2, Let It Be. Chicken Little 2, Over Easy. Chicken Little 2. Okay, I'm done.
Chicken Little, Dirty Dozen. No idea. I'm out of Chicken Littles.
All right, this is
game.
Power down the sequelizer.
Yeah,
nope, it's good.
Chicken Little 2, To Shell and Back. To Shell
Ooh,
and Crack. Sorry, To Shell and
good.
Crack.
To Shell and Crack. There it is.
Okay.
That's. We didn't even think about Yolk. Or yeah, that's really.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken Little 2, The Yolk's on You.
The Yolk's on You.
Yeah, there's a lot of chicken.
Chicken
stuff
Little 2, Fly the Coop.
See, I got confused with Chicken Run, which is
Chicken Run is
movie.
Like the Wallace and Gromit people, I believe.
Yeah, right. With Mel Gibson, I think is the chicken.
I think so.
Got canceled, but they did come out with a sequel, I think.
There's a new one coming out on Netflix. Well, that's been a sequelizer.
The sequelizer.
So please email us at twapod@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Let us know what movies you'd like to hear us riff on for potential sequels.
Eventually you'll submit one and we'll have some real gems, but you
I
know,
think there were some in there. It's
uncut,
just
there were some.
Uncut
you gotta
have
some.
Uncut gems too. Some real gems.
Uncut gems too. Uncircumcised.
Oh, that's Uncut Gems 4 skin. That's
the family jewels.
Fourth one. Yeah.
See, it's not fair. We can't just come up with movies and riff once we
that's
get going.
True.
Uncut
that's
Gems
true.
2, Kevin Garnett Stones.
Uh-oh.
Did Rob freeze?
Oh,
you said
okay.
if. What were you saying?
Oh, no, I stopped myself. I was going to say, if we were going to say, because I was just thinking of movies or just, and I really wanted to do What Stella Does With Her Groove. I don't know why that popped in my head. That really made me laugh. I don't know why.
Yeah, good thing we went back. Good thing we went back for that.
That's worth it.
I stopped myself.
Worth it. I'm not going to stop myself from saying my word today. My word today is power.
Ooh, power?
Power.
You know, the very first thing that I makes me think of that is I worked at a law firm. I was an intern at a law firm, and one of the lawyers there was named Ron Powers. And I was like, what a name.
That's a great name.
That's a
for lawyer,
great
yeah.
name for a lawyer.
Yeah, and it makes me think of that Simpsons episode where he changes his name to Max Powers.
Yeah, it's the same.
His life becomes so much better based on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever read Nintendo Power?
Oh, yeah. We've talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
We said that's like the first, that was like our teen beat for
Young
that's
boys. Right, that's right. Yeah, that and it was it Adventure Magazine, Adventures, the little magazine? Was
Highlights?
That the Disney one? Not Highlights. Come on. I know the name.
I did
Highlights.
Read Highlights.
There was one that was called like Adventure Magazine.
There was like a Boy Scout-ish one. Is that what you're talking about? Where it's like an outdoorsy one? That's
well,
not
I had
that
like
adventure?
I had a subscription to Zoo Books, and there was the Boy's Life one or whatever that was.
That's
but
the
there's
one, I was
one that was like it was like the size of half a magazine, but it was called like Adventure. It was maybe it was like Nickelodeon magazine.
Nickelodeon Adventures?
Not,
I don't know.
It's not ringing
I don't know.
It's not ringing
but it was
a
big, big hit. Yes, Adventures Magazine.
Well, you said power. What popped in my head was the Texas power grid.
Okay.
And how it went down, you know, a couple of years ago. And I'm always just wondering, similar to how we've talked about how many animals and shit going on and stuff like that, the amount of electricity going to every home and everyone just running, you know, different things. It's just an immense amount of power that's going on at all times.
Yes. It's there's a lot. It's we eat or we kill 2.8 million chickens a day and we produce and distribute so much power. Tim Allen might say, more power.
It's just a shocking. It's just a shock. And also, too, it's I have no idea. No idea. I just get a power bill. I get an electric bill every month. And I'm like, yep, sounds good.
We just have to trust it's right. We just go.
I mean,
oh,
right?
Yeah, there's no, you can't fight that bill.
Yeah. Like,
no, I didn't use that much power. Prove it. I can't.
And also, I don't have the patience or like care to be like, all right, well, this month I'll turn this off, and this off when like I go to bed or when I leave for the day. And like, does it make a difference? I don't know.
It would be funny if like similar to a power bill. I'm sure there's a way to gauge power, but I don't know how. But I think, besides looking at a meter, I think it would be funny if you got charged for, like, kinetic energy. And every month they're like, hey, here's how much kinetic energy you used. And it's like, I guess I just pay this to make it go away.
I do know for a fact that my power bill in the month of December does always go up because I like to put on quite the Christmas spectacular.
Okay.
And I informed you guys the other day that my wife approved and I have purchased a 20-foot Santa to put in my yard.
And it looks very cool. And I will say I'm jealous, but it's a, how do I want to phrase this? It's a lateral jealous because I am coveting the 20-foot tall skeletons. I mean, to me, they look more like 100 feet tall. But I want one of those 20-foot tall skeletons for my yard.
Those are very cool. And I found this the other day because a friend of mine, who you guys might know, Jose Molina, he bought the skeleton 2 years ago for Halloween. And he was like, God, it's so big, I got nowhere to store. And I go, my man, I already know that people on Etsy are making Santa Claus costumes for the skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
So you can leave it up and dress it as a Santa, and it looks like a Santa.
Wow.
Which I think is a great idea.
Put a bottle of champagne in his hand for New Year's. Dress it up like a tree for Arbor Day.
Correct. Now, luckily, I have a, we have, there's a house next to me on my left, but on my right, there's an empty lot that I know nothing's going to be built in. So I do have quite an area to put this 20-foot Santa that doesn't, like, block, you know, my house or anything like that.
You got to get some other stuff to go, or you can't just have a 20-foot Santa, right? You need some other things.
Yes.
And there you go. And I also bought a projector, and my house is white, so I will be projecting Christmas movies on the side of my house.
So your house is white, so it kind of looks like a just like a big cum tent?
No.
Oh.
Ah, boy. Our complaint inbox is going to be stuffed full.
Sorry.
Oh, my
That was the last one. I'm sorry. I think there was one more person that was still giving us a chance from the Thanksgiving episodes that just was like, that's
just
it.
Just like, nope.
Just gone.
They're like, if they say cum tent, they said it 24 times. If they say it one more time, I'm
one more time.
My
luckily, Luckily, we just hired a pirate for our HR department, so we'll run it by him.
We'll see you later, Pilgrim.
So I'm going to put movies on the side of my house. You won't be able to hear the sound.
That's cool.
But they'll be going.
Maybe get like a big inflatable couch and then put your inflatable Santa on it sideways, like it's sleeping on the couch watching movies.
Yeah. And then I'll put a big inflatable Mrs. Claus like peering around the house with like a thought bubble. It's like, again, Nick?
Yeah. Maybe it's inflatable Claus, Mrs. Claus with her suitcase, her inflatable suitcase is packed, walking out the inflatable door. And there's like a 20-year-old inflatable handsome guy who's like waiting in a car, an inflatable car for her.
Sure. Sure. And there's like a inflatable animal control van that's just loading on the reindeers.
Inflatable divorce papers on the inflatable table. The inflatable kids crying in their inflatable rooms.
Instead of a Dear John letter, there's just an inflatable Dear Claus letter.
A divorce clause.
Coming next year, Revolver.
Divorce clause.
Can we not say coming next year? Can we just say like appearing next year?
It also snows. I have a snow projector as well. So I go out.
Whoa. What's a snow projector?
Like a projector that looks like it's snowing on the house.
Oh, okay. So it's not a snow machine. I see.
No. I'm not making a ski resort here.
That's cool. I like
that's cool. And I'm trying to think of back to power. I also think of like power bars in video games, like power ups.
Yeah.
Always trying to get the.
I just think of power bars.
Power bars? They were like the first.
No, disgusting.
What is that texture? What happened in that lab where they thought that was the end product?
I don't know. Very poop. Chalky.
What is? Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's chalky. It's chewy. You can't like bite into it. It sticks
alligator
to your teeth.
Penis.
Like every bite.
It makes sense a little bit in my mind because if something is supposed to be good for you, it's not going to taste good. You know, there's no butter in it. There's no whatever in it. Yeah. But like, yeah, it's not. I mean, I guess I'm okay with a Cliff Bar. I kind of enjoy a Cliff Bar.
Yeah, Cliff Bars are fine. I'm just saying, like, Power Bar, it tastes like it was already expired. Yeah, I don't know. You could find one 20. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting that that is what.
That's what they went with.
That's what they went with.
We're for it. Yeah.
We're new. This market, this whole protein energy bar thing is new. We're just going to throw this out there and say this is what they're supposed to be.
It's just for people to be like, I'm better than you. I can eat these. And they're like, and you try one, like, oh, gross. And I was like, well, you can't handle it. Can't handle the power, baby.
Yeah, and I've eaten a number of them too, and I don't know why.
What number? Why are you being so cool?
I mean, a high. No, I would say north of 20 power bars.
Oh, I think it would be way more.
It probably is. I just don't know what the number is.
North of 20, Elijah Wood. Why do we think? I have no answer for this. I just want to posit a question. Why do we think Mario gets bigger when he eats a mushroom? Do we think that's like a subliminal message to kids to like eat their vegetables? What is that about?
Or is he just tripping balls and he's like, I'm so fucking
tall.
I'm
so big.
Well, it's a Japanese video game, right? Do mushrooms have like any special meaning in Japan that I don't know about maybe? You've been, Adel?
Yeah, I feel like they eat a lot.
I mean,
mushrooms
are very popular.
Right.
Shiitake.
Right.
And other type of mushrooms. There's a lot of mushrooms goes into Japanese cooking. It could be, Rob. You actually could be right. It could be like a, you know how we always say like eat your carrots and you could see better. Maybe it was eat your mushrooms and you'll grow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, like spinach to.
But then if you eat a flower, you then can shoot fire. So
from your nose.
Yeah,
yeah.
A lot of issues there.
Yeah, that's true too.
It is funny to think of. It's like a Japanese company. Portraying Italian.
Oh yeah, because those little characters. Guys were called Goombas.
Yeah. Goombas. If you examine it too hard, of course it all.
You know, unfortunately, yeah, it's
falls apart.
Much. Yeah, we shouldn't really deep dive on that.
My favorite one of those instances of like that kind of scenario was, you know, the band Europe sings Final Countdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
They have a song called Cherokee. Have you ever heard it?
Is that the people.
No, it's not. I could sing it, but I don't want to sing it. But I remember in college, my friend, like, that song was so ridiculous. My friend was like, this just makes me laugh because are they Swedish, maybe? Something like that?
I think they're like Norwegian. Yeah.
They're European.
I think it was something like, it's so funny, like a Swedish band singing about Native American history was so funny because it is like the lyrics are like Cherokee marching on the trail of tears. It's a weird song.
That's very weird.
As a matter of fact, I used to.
You're famous for liking like those type of bad bands.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah. I also, for a time in college, I would at like 2 or 3 in the morning, I would just call radio stations when I'd be home at night. And I called one time, and the guy answered, and I was like, "Hey, man, can I hear Cherokee by Europe?" And the DJ goes, "You want to hear Cherokee by Europe?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Man, I don't take requests at 3 a.m., but I'm going to look, and if I have it, I'm going to play it."
Just because you're in a bad place.
No, just because he's like, who the hell has ever suggested this requested this song?
Funny. Never.
That's fantastic.
They've never requested it.
Yeah.
Did
it's
you
got
guys,
like 3 plays on Spotify.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever, I think Scorpion is also like Norwegian or something.
Yeah.
Did you guys
they're
ever
also,
watch?
I believe they're Swedish.
Oh, really? Did you guys ever watch the, there was a cartoon show, but it was live action up top, and it was a Mario Brothers show, and it was 2 like live action actors playing Mario and Luigi. And then I think they cut
John Leguizamo
and not the
Bob,
movie.
No,
you're
that's
not
the
talking
movie.
About
that's
the movie.
Not the movie, but it was a cartoon show, and it would start with like 2 guys on a set, like a Pee-wee's Playhouse thing, but Mario. And then I think it would go to a cartoon, and it was like Link from Zelda. It was like King Hippo from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. It was like Samus from Metroid.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
So it was
that.
A cartoon. Do you remember the cartoon that was like Gretzky, Jordan?
Yes, I remember that
Bo
one.
Jackson.
Oh yeah, that was that was the
All-Stars
figures
or something.
It was yeah.
So it was like that concept.
Starting lineup?
Yeah, it was like that concept with all the sports stars, but it was with Nintendo characters. And I think maybe Kirby was in it. It was a shit show.
Kirby slaps.
Okay. Why does Kirby slap?
I don't know, it just like eats things and then spits them back out at you.
Okay, and just for people that don't know, Brett, you're 40...
41.
Okay. All right.
And don't stop him from slapping them, my man. You know what just made me remember of it? Wasn't there a Zelda cereal that was very good?
Yes.
There was a Zelda cereal. I don't remember if it was good or not.
It wasn't marshmallowy. It was I don't good. Think it was because I didn't like good. Marshmallow cereals, yeah. But I remember it being good.
It's very good.
That game, I didn't like that game. It was too challenging.
I did like the game, but I don't remember the cereal or how it tasted. Was it just like oats?
Wait, there was a Nintendo cereal. Maybe that, because it was Nintendo, it's a cereal. Wow. Nintendo, it's a cereal now.
Hmm. Well, we'll have to try and add, the... we'll try and find this on YouTube.
Yeah. That, I'd
yeah,
be curious.
I believe there's
I'd
a Nintendo
like
cereal
that
with the that had that, and I'm almost dead on that those are the words.
If we do have it, we'll play it right now.
Nintendo, it's for breakfast now. Nintendo, it's a cereal. Wow. Nintendo, Super Mario jumps. Nintendo, in a flavor crunch. Nintendo, here's Zelda 2. Nintendo, it's very good news. Nintendo,
you just.
Nintendo cereal system is a super part of this nutritious breakfast.
Nintendo, 2 cereals in 1.
Wow! Julie, if you can find it, suck it into your mouth and spit it out on this podcast.
Oy.
Kirby style, Julia.
Oh, that's why you did that.
Kirby, okay. Your enthusiasm, Brett. Okay. I would love to see Kirby, but it's all like, all right, okay.
Okay, all right. Well,
pretty,
I've had enough.
Pretty,
I've eaten enough.
Pretty good. Well, and then King Hippo's like, "Hey, Kirby."
Oh, too much.
Speaking of,
sorry, Rob.
Oh,
I got excited about something.
Do it.
Power glove.
Mm.
Did you guys have it?
Never got to use. I think I've used it at a friend's house, but I never had it. No,
never got to have it. Believe I also used it, but most popular was when we saw it in the movie The Wizard.
Yes, Fred Savage, Jenny Lewis from Royal Kylie. Johnny Pants, I think, played a played a word that Brett mentioned earlier.
Wasn't
the
girl from Wonder Years in it?
I thought it was Jenny Lewis from Rilo Kiley. Are you're saying Winnie Cooper, the girl who played Winnie Cooper?
Yeah, I thought she
maybe.
Was in it.
She might have been like the sister or something.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe.
But yeah,
maybe
that was when I saw that, and it was like, well, two things happened with that movie. You saw the Power Glove, which is incredible, and that movie announced Mario 3.
Yeah, I remember that being
what an insane promotion to do.
Yeah, and I think somehow the kid, is it Fred Savage? It's like the little brother, I guess, who's like, who doesn't
Ben?
Talk. Ben? Ben, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, never mind.
I think when he's playing, so they're like, here's Mario 3, it's never, so the whole thing is like, this kid who's like 10 or something is great at video games, he wins this competition or something to go to Nevada or somewhere to play in this big finals thing. And he gets to play. He gets high score in all these competitions and matchups in the tournament. And the final round is, here's a game never before seen. It's Mario 3, and you're going to play it right now, and whoever gets the high score wins. And while he's playing, they're like, he found the warp whistle by ducking behind the white block. And it's like, hey, man, I played Mario 3 for like a year before anyone told me that cheek. Like, how did this kid find it on the spot? How do you know to do this shit?
He just knew it. He felt it. He felt there was a glitch in the graphic, you know?
I just felt I needed to crouch for 20 seconds on this specific white block to get behind the scenery and then fly.
Or he had to swallow a feather and turn into a raccoon?
Yeah, tanuki.
I think it was a raccoon.
I did it off a tanuki. What? Tanuki. Before, we're going to go to break in just a second here, but I do want to hear, because I don't know if I know this, what was both of yours favorite Nintendo game? I'll go first, and I'm going to say mine was probably either Bad Dudes, or which famously when you beat the game, you get to have a cheeseburger with the president, or I would also say Bubble Bobble was a big hit.
Bad
Bubble
Dudes? Bobble, was this fun. Is this regular Nintendo, Super Nintendo? What is it?
Regular Nintendo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, it was like Contra without guns. Like, you just went around punching people.
That sounds great.
Nice. Bad Dudes.
I really liked Little Nemo's Dream.
Oh, yeah. Captain
World.
Nemo, Little Nemo? Yeah. Where you're
Little
in the bed.
Nemo's.
You're in the bed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was very fun. That and
A Boy and His Blob.
ActRaiser, I believe, was later on.
Man, I'm trying to think. I did really like playing Mario. Did you play the Friday the 13th game? That was weird.
Was that the Crystal Lake one?
Yeah, I don't remember. There's Jason. You'd have to run away from him.
Yes, and it would get dark. Like, you're at camp.
Yeah.
It slowly gets dark, and then once it gets dark, he chases you, and you like can't get away.
I feel like there was a Simpsons one that I really liked.
Simpsons one was great,
but there was
hard.
A Simpsons.
It was really hard too. Yeah,
Ninja Turtles.
But that
was
an original Nintendo, right?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit game was super
Simpsons
hard.
Simpsons was regular Nintendo. Wasn't
Dick
it?
Tracy was very hard. Dick Tracy game was also quite hard.
I love that programmers were like, "Ooh, this new system that like 40 million people bought in America," and they're like, let's make these motherfuckers earn it. And it's like, you play Dark Man, and you're like, I don't know, I'm 800 hours in and I haven't beat the first boss. And people are like, that's right, bitch, life isn't easy.
Yeah,
buy my magazine, I'll tell you how to win.
Game Genie, we'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we are back. Welcome back. And my word today is... Oh, yes? Oh, okay. Mail call. Did someone ask for some mail? I did. M-A-L-E. M-A-I-L. It's mail time. Coming to you from Cincinnati, Ohio. This is Casey Kasem, and this is the top 10 mails that we have got today. And thank you, Casey. Appreciate it. All righty.
Hold on. Let's all, Rob, you and me are going to do something real quick. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'll go first. We're going to do Casey Kasem.
Okay.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. This is Casey Kasem with the Top 40.
Rob, go ahead.
Well, I can't say I know exactly how to... I don't listen to a lot of Casey Kasem,
but... That's
Reagan.
That's
Reagan. Now, hold on. Well, can I finish? You can let me finish?
Can I finish? That's Casey Kasem, Ross Perot. Okay, Brett, do your Casey Kasem again.
Okay, my Casey Kasem?
But the same way you did it earlier.
Okay. Well, it's been a good week for top 10 songs, but the top 10 has to end, and it's ending today. This is Whitney Houston, Bodyguard soundtrack.
Okay. Just want to make sure that I wasn't crazy.
Yeah, just want to make sure I wasn't the worst, and clearly I
I think I'll take
Ronald Reagan was clear.
Like, wow, Scoobs.
Well, our mail this week is from Victoria Houston. Oh, I didn't Ooh, even. Oh, that's interesting.
Houston, we have a letter.
Hello, TWA guys. I'm Victoria from Iowa. Feel free to use my name. I just did. I've been enjoying your show so very much. Hearing all you discuss, the weird way our brains react to different words and the strangeness of the human language has become the highlight of my week.
Well, she used to enjoy listening to the show.
Oh, that's nice.
Until this episode.
So I would like to submit my word of manifest.
Mm.
I've had to deal with a lot of life stuff of late, mm-hmm. and I found that manifesting positive energy very much helps to bring positivity. Thank you all very much for putting out such a wonderful podcast and content. Keep on being amazing. Well, thank you, Victoria. And we will use all of our piles right now, everyone listening out there, to manifest some positivity towards you.
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1.
There it goes.
So the manifest is her submission.
Yep.
Love manifest. I think of Manifest Destiny. I worked on
a
cruise ship for
that
a bad long time.
Thing?
No, Rob, it's a positive.
Well, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. It just made me think of that.
Yeah, that does. It is a term.
I worked on work on a cruise ship for a number of years,
mm-hmm.
and it's a very nautical term, a manifest.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Yeah, let's take a look at the manifest.
Let's take a look at the manifest.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it's also something that you really do with your hands, because there's also a pedifest, which is more with your feet.
Boy, I don't know.
But if you're obsessed with feet, we found a way to resolve that. We do have a pedicure. Take the pedicure. You won't be kinky for feet anymore. Not to keep shame.
And if your nails are long, you could also use a pedophile. To get them to be shorter.
And that brings us to a new segment, which is Adel and Rob begging you to give us another chance. Please, everybody. The show isn't always like this. I mean, a lot of it is this, but it's not always like this.
I like that you guys feel that way, and I love that you guys have peta feelings, so it's such a good... Because I feel you. Yeah. I have pedophilia. I feel you.
I'm manifesting... this word to go away.
I wonder who our sponsors were today and when they'll be back.
Our sponsor today is a guy who lives 4 blocks away. He's coming over and he needs you to sign something.
Oh, boy. Quadruple down on something? Never seen that before. manifest, yeah. Manifest.
Is it basically nautical? Is its roots in nautical? I'm trying to think of a time where someone would have a manifest.
Well, there's a manifesto, the unicorn,
right.
Of course.
Sure.
To me, when we're talking about manifesting, and I think in the way that our wonderful reader in Iowa, if you build it, they will come tent, was saying, was like the secret. I don't know if maybe we must have been in high school, maybe in college, when the secret became a big thing. Do y'all remember that?
Yeah, Oprah.
So it was like
one
a
of
book.
Oprah's books.
And it was.
Which it turned out to all be. That guy ended up being like a complete fraud, right?
That's, I think, like A Million Little Pieces or something. That was a different author.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Maybe
you're right. Oh, the. Yeah.
But The Secret Franzen? Was basically like a. Yes, 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 something like that. The book of The Secret was basically. Or the concept was basically like the laws of attraction, not the Bret Easton Ellis book. But it was like being able to manifest good, positive vibes, and then sort of making a, what was it called, a vision board?
Yeah, there were, yeah.
Vision board,
yes. Yeah, I think it was called a vision board.
So you would cut out like, I don't know if this is right, you'd cut out like the house you want, or you cut out like a picture of Jonathan Taylor Thomas with smooches. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or you cut
this
out.
This conversation is just making me vision board, but continue.
If you wanted to be, you know, like, if you wanted to get the quarterback
If you could dream
position,
it, you could achieve
you would,
it.
Yeah, yes. So sure. I remember a lot of people being super into that. And then I feel like at some point it just kind of fell to the roadside. Like I feel like people stopped. I stopped seeing it in the sort of cultural zeitgeist anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think it had its moment and it went away. But I mean, I obviously don't believe in that stuff. But I do think if you're just putting something front of mind and focusing on it, that's making you probably more goal oriented or, you know, you maybe achieve those things.
Yes.
Or same with like manifest. Like if you're like, hey, you know what? I need to focus on being positive, I need to manifest positive. Like if you're focusing on the positive, then you'll be positive. That's a good thing.
Sure.
You know?
But I think the body knows. Like, the body and the brain knows.
Yeah.
Like if you're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Rob?
No, yeah. I mean, I don't think the universe is like, oh, look, somebody's manifesting. Let's scoop out a bucket of this for them. But I think it's just more of, I'm focusing on this. I'm going to make this happen. Or I, you know, and I think for, in that sense, it works.
Yeah. You're probably more, the more you manifest something, like you said, it's top of mind. Or if you write it down, like, I'm going to write this down 10 times of like, I want to start a podcast, whatever that is. It's going to be more in the forefront of your mind. You start to notice it more in life. It's the, I forget the name of the, there's like a scientific name for the effect, but there's some sort of effect of like, the minute you start to look to buy a, what kind of car do you have, Rob?
A Hyundai Brett, what kind Tucson. Of car do you have?
Hyundai Tucson.
I have a Chevy Traverse.
So the minute you're like, oh, should I get a Tucson or a Traverse?
Don't get a Tucson.
As you go on the road, or go into parking lots, you're going to be like, holy shit. I am seeing a Traverse and a Tucson.
Yeah.
Every
day. You're right. You're right.
Where before, you're not looking for it. So it is that thing of like, it opens up a new lens to view the world through of like, holy shit, Tucsons are everywhere. Is this like the world telling me to buy one? It's like, well, they've always been around you, but you just haven't really noticed. You never noticed, or you didn't give a shit, or you didn't connect it to anything. But now that you're connecting it to your want, you start to see it more often. Yeah. So I think there is something there in that sense. But yeah, I never got into the whole sort of, and I think it's taken many iterations, is like the power of now or that.
Oh,
kind
absolutely.
Of, that I feel
well,
like
there's been
so many,
several different types of Tucsons. I mean, they're evolving every year.
The city and the car.
Yeah.
What is a ship's manifest, by the way? What is in there?
I think it's a list of passengers, right?
Oh, is that what it is?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's a list of passengers, crew. You're not on the manifest. I don't see you on the manifest.
Right,
it's like, yeah,
right.
It's like everyone who works on it. Because when we would leave the country and go to international waters and come back, a lot of times we had to go through customs.
And they would
so
check
you had,
the manifest.
And that would be people. Customs is, Rob, if you don't know, it's basically, it'll be someone being like, I'm from Sweden, and here what we do is we will take a pole and we'll put a ring on it and dance around the pole. And you kind of have to do that just to be like, respect
these
your customs.
I thought it was I thought it was just when you wanted to dress up like someone else. I thought that's what it was.
No, that's a costume.
Oh.
You're going to like the way you look, of course.
There's also customs, which is we're standing someone in front of a room and we just curse at him.
Don't say customs. Brett, don't say customs. I'm trying to manifest Brett not saying customs. Cumsons checks in, Dunstan's too. I'll say for anybody who if you're listening to this and you do maybe you're a DM for a Dungeons & Dragons game, here's a little gift from Adel to you. Have a manifest. And what that is it's a festival where magic users use and consume mana. Of course, the energy or power that fuels all magic.
Mm-hmm.
So a manifest, that's free for the taking.
That's good. If you are a male nanny, you could have a manifest, which is you get together with all the other male nannies. Called Manny's, and we just have a party. Talk about kids. That's
careful,
too close.
Careful.
So close.
As Johnny
so
Cash
close.
Once sang, "Walk the line." Of course. Speaking of walking the line, let's go ahead and cross it on over to the other side, to Rob White and his word. Rob, what's your word today?
My word is, and pay attention. I want you to say it exactly as I say it, verbatim.
Ooh.
Hardly knew him.
See, that's the kind of humor I like.
There we go. And we're
there
back.
We go.
And we're back.
Yeah. I mean, I had a neighbor who was a master verbator.
And there we went. And there it goes.
Yeah, verbatim is a great word. It's not one. It is one of those words where I probably should keep a little, as we talked about whenever we talked about it, keep a little word jar where I put a nickel in every time I say it. Verbatim. Yeah, outside of the workplace, when do you run into that word?
I don't know. I feel like verbatim. Whenever you have to, I get a real repeat after me vibe, which I guess it kind of is because you have to say it verbatim. You have to repeat things.
To me, it's almost like maybe it's something that lawyers use in terms of like, I quote, you know, here's what Brett Lyons
said
on this episode
verbatim.
Yeah. Yeah. He said.
Yeah.
Or police officers.
Yes.
Yeah. When I asked you on October 20th, you said verbatim. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
I think it was also a CD.
Verbatim.
Like a blank disc.
Oh.
When you burn CDs, I think a company was called Verbatim.
Oh,
you
really?
You might be right.
Yeah. Because you copy it exactly as
that makes sense.
You could say it makes sense that you just remember seeing that logo.
From the years, like I want to say 2000. From 2001,
very short window.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm glad they updated.
No, it would have been when I was in. It was I definitely had blank CDs when I was in high school, and that was in.
I wasn't saying when they came out, but I'm okay. I'm saying personally from 2001 to 2003, I would. I got a computer that could burn CDs, which I hadn't had before. I hadn't had one with two disk drives. Which if you were born past 1990, I'm so sorry. Look it up on TikTok. But I finally had a computer with two drives, so I could burn stuff. But I remember I would borrow everyone, like in my dorm unit or whatever, on my floor, I would borrow everyone's CD collection because everybody used to have those big binders, if you remember, with the zippers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would borrow people's CD collection and just burn all their music. And I, at some point, had like 2,000 CDs all burned. And I remember being like, this is amazing. And then as like everything went digital, I was like, I'm ruined. And then like Spotify came out and I'm like, oh, no. Like, this is amazing. But also
I remember like burning CDs all on my computer so you could make a mix CD because it wasn't, you know. Mm-hmm. But what was funny is I always remember there would always be one or two songs that would skip, but like you wouldn't make a new CD. So you would just sing the song in the car and you just add the skip.
Oh, you just, you work the beat in?
Yeah, you just, you, well, you do just it verbatim? Knew it was going to happen. Yeah, you do it verbatim.
That's a good DJ name. DJ verbatim.
But yeah, like you would just sing the song and be like, oh yeah, I know it's not sounding this, but this is the way my version sounds like.
Is this a remix of Darude Sandstorm?
I forgot all about those books of CDs they used to have in the car, because I remember people would get their cars broken into and their CD books stolen, and that would be $500. I'm talking non-burnt, because I also did the, you know, I'm sure you had it too in your room, where you would have a stack of empty CD cases and just the book that you bring with you, right?
Yep.
Oh,
so it's wild. You lose hundreds.
The cases themselves were
too addle. I had the visor.
Mm-hmm.
All my CDs are up. Oh, on the visor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There was a couple of. I had one car where I had a 5-disc changer in the trunk.
Nice.
So you could get out before you started driving. You could load up your 5-discer, and then you could change it from the front of the car.
Yeah, but I guess you're really just stuck with those 5 unless you want to park. Yeah. But 5's a good variety.
5's a long time.
It's a
long time.
It's for a road trip.
Anytime I'd do a road trip, I would have. So you have the big boys that were like the pages with the 4 CDs per page on front and back. Mm-hmm. And then you had the slimmer ones you'd keep in your car, which were typically either 1 per page or 2 per page if you had enough CDs.
Front and back,
But I would always hand it to, if I was driving somewhere with friends, like to a different college or whatever, I would hand them the case and be like, you play DJ or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always fun for them to look through and be like, oh, you have this? Or like make fun of you for being like, Def Leppard's greatest hits, you idiot. And it's like, okay. Or Jock Jam. You guys big Jock Jam fans?
Oh, yeah. That was fun. It's a good time. Now this was later on when obviously people had phones and you could have playlists from Spotify. When we go on long road trips, Patrick did this with me one time because we spent an improv team together pre-World News. You would make a playlist of 10 songs and each person got to play their 10-song playlist, but everyone in the car got one veto.
Yeah.
Mm.
So you could make a playlist with whatever you wanted on that thing, but it had to, you know, it was like you couldn't put like an audiobook on there for an hour. Like it had to be a song, but you could put on some terrible songs if you wanted to and maybe hope someone used their veto, or you just like that type of music.
Pad did that with a World News trip, and it was very fun. It was like 5 of us, and we all did terrible songs, and you only had one veto. So you'd be like, oh, here's that sunscreen song, whatever that is, the Baz Luhrmann or whatever. So someone would be like, oh, this is the worst, and veto it. And then the very next song would be something like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And this is like in July, and you're like, oh, God, I wasted my veto.
Well, Patrick famously hates the song MacArthur Park.
That's
so I put it on my I put it on the playlist twice.
Do you ever think like
he vetoed it the first time and then it came up like 2 songs later and he couldn't do anything about it?
If you're going on a road trip with some Italians and they start getting in the car like, whoa, whoa, only one veto. And then the guy goes, ah, come on, you gotta get in love. Sorry.
Two of me.
Sorry.
I'm big veto and there's little veto.
Come over here, you're gonna kick me out of your
I'll let you
songs.
Play whatever song you want. I ain't gonna say a word. Sit down.
You killed my oldest boy. I'm going to come for your 2 son. Your 2 sons, I should say.
Oh, no.
One veto.
I did forget all about the handing friends CD books, or how fun it was when a friend handed you theirs and you got to look through it and see what they
window
had.
Into their...
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people would take the CD slip out of the CD's case
and put it in.
I did that.
I did.
Yeah, I mean, I did that with DVDs too. I mean, like all movies and stuff like that and everything. I mean, that was great because when I worked on the cruise ship, we had a lot of downtime. And so like if you found out someone had like a big DVD book, it would be like, oh, fuck yes. It'd be like, can I have that for like the week or like and just watch new stuff you've never seen before.
Here's maybe I'm ignorant to the positives. Speaking of manifesting positives.
Yes.
What is, because I have, when I buy video games nowadays, so let's, like I just ordered, there's a new Super Mario game that's supposed to be really good, Super Mario Wonder. So I have a Switch, and I was like, oh, I want to play this on the Switch. So I bought a physical copy of the game that's coming in the mail. Yeah. Everyone I know, or who I talk to that has Switches, makes fun of me, because they're like, just buy it on the system, like buy a code. But to me,
why wouldn't you do that?
But that's my thing. Is like to me, when I'm done playing it, because it's like $58. I think it was literally $58 to buy this. When I'm done, I want to be able to go knock on JPC's door and say, "Here's this game, play it, and then give it away to someone else." But
yeah,
but with a code, it's on your system. And then at some point you have to delete it to make room, or you could probably retrieve it.
But you still own it. I mean, I don't know.
Well,
but
do they cost the same? I don't buy video games. They do cost the same. But I also get the physical thing because you lose that with everything. You lose that with Kindle books. Like you can't just hand a friend a book. You can't hand a friend a DVD.
Famously me, I hate books and I hate them. I walk in someone's house and they have just shelves of books.
Uh-oh.
It's just not fun. You can have more fun stuff or just not that clutter in your house.
Brett believes books have too much power.
You can save the movers like a real fucking backache by like, can me a favor, can you move my 900 pounds of books that I read
apologize,
once?
Not going to apologize again?
No, I'm not going to fucking apologize. Libraries are okay. That's a place for books.
I'm glad you came around.
Yeah, I mean, libraries are fine, but just like when I go to your house,
the computer.
Just like, I get it. If you read it, then pass it on. You're not going to read it again.
Sure. Yeah. But I understand.
Display it.
You know, when albums became, you know, you buy it on Apple Music versus, or iTunes versus owning a copy, that was maybe $12, you know? And that's, you know, not nothing, but it's cheaper. A book on Kindle, I want to say, is probably $15, $16, somewhere in there.
I think maybe more, I think. I
can get up to 24 or something. Mm-hmm. But a video game, but $58, I draw the line of like, I want somebody else to have this when I'm done, because otherwise we're each, you know, if me and 10 friends are all going to play this game, we're all spending $58 on our codes.
Do you charge your friend? Like, do you try to make any money back?
Oh, absolutely. $57.99. I'm not an idiot.
Let me ask you a question. And I tried to do this with a book. I'm famously not a reader. I don't enjoy reading. I fall asleep.
Very quickly, famous, and this is famously, I think you once, when I visited you on the cruise ship, I think you once said you've read 3 books in your life. One was a magazine, one was Jeff Griggs' book, and one was like Cliff Notes or something.
Beowulf.
Incredible. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, not a reader. Don't enjoy the reading. But I do enjoy a good biography, and I do like an audiobook, like I'm on vacation or something. If you're still alive, are you not the one recording your audiobook? So my wife read Andre Agassi's book, and she loved it. And I was like, "That I would love those stories. I don't want to read it. I want to listen to it." Mm-hmm. And I downloaded it, and same thing, I paid $30 or something for it. And it wasn't him.
Mm.
And it drove me insane because I'm like, you're alive. You could have recorded. It would be so much more exciting if I'm hearing you tell your own stories.
Yeah,
I couldn't get through it. I found it so unappealing that it was just a stranger reading his words when I know he's fine. He could have done it.
I've read listened to like a nonfiction book, not read by the author. And it is weird because you just have a professional voice actor who's like, then they went to the store. It was 9 a.m. And like, it just feels like I'll just read it. I don't need this weird voice.
Two theories. One is feel like they wouldn't do it because maybe they're not, you know,
he might be a bad, like,
he's not famous for his storytelling, you know, like he's an athlete.
Well, but he'd just be reading the book. I don't need him to tell new stories. He's just reading what was
written. I'm saying like an audio, you know, if you have an athlete and they're like, this is Tales of Charles Dickens. It was the best time, worst of time, you know, they're not going to have they're not used to commanding an audience or
storytelling. Yeah, but they're professionals, and they would pay, professional they can athletes, pay someone. To...
And here's the other, my other theory would be a lot of celebrities are going to be using ghostwriters to help them out. So if you have someone who like helped co-write your or fully wrote your quote-unquote autobiography or biography.
Sure.
And that's another thing. If it's a biography, not an autobiography, they maybe don't. They didn't sanction it or something, approve it. But if it's an autobiography, they may be like, oh, some random house hooked me up with this ghostwriter, and I don't want to read it because I don't want to be like, this is Casey Kasem. I saw a magician, and he started to use prestidigitation. And it's like, did you mean prestidigitation? You don't know that word, and you wrote it in your book? So I think there's a embarrassment of like, I don't want to read what the ghostwriter wrote because I can't. Maybe there's some words in there.
They want the money, baby. They're in it for the scratch.
Mr. Agassi, tear down that wall.
Casey Kasem.
This is Casey Kasem. This is Casey Kasem, and these are the top 10 walls that need to be torn down.
Well, here's my wife, Nancy Kasem. A jelly bean. Anybody want a jelly bean?
I don't know why, but my wife and I, as of this last week, have been doing a lot of. Like, we'll just say anything Reagan style. Be like, I'll say to my daughter, like, Daddy, you got to eat that cereal. I don't know why. We just keep doing Reagan, Gorbachev, tear down that wall, but to anything.
I like that.
Mr. Gorbachev, eat that cereal.
Yeah, I know why. It's just so funny. And Daddy likes it. She has no idea who Reagan is.
I feel like Reagan might be the person we've done the most impressions on of this show.
Probably.
Has there been more than one?
I love the Joe Reagan podcast. It's so good.
So good.
So have you seen this video? It's a man. It's a man who thinks the Earth is flat.
Well, dear Antler, will help you grow muscle. Well,
dude, Rob, I took that stuff.
Deer velvet. What is it?
Antler yeah, velvet? I did. I forget what it was called. I did buy a bottle of it. It made no difference.
Gains?
No, zero. It did nothing. I think it was.
You got
called...
a hell of a rack, though. You got a hell of a rack now.
10 points.
Yeah, I think it was called Deer Velvet. I forget, but it was some like antler. It was a it was in a dropper. I don't remember what it was. It was
deer.
Oh, save your money.
Velvet.
See, I was thinking Deer Velvet in that little deer's eyes. Deer Velvet, if you please.
Well, Victoria,
Deer Velvet, oh, no, shells and cheese.
We're way past that. I thought we were still. Honest to God, I thought we were still on my fucking words.
Mr. Gorbachev, make that mac and cheese.
Oh my God. Sorry about that. We're still on verbatim. I fucked it up.
No, that's okay. Do you guys know any good Latin words? Any Latin words that you like to say or Latin phrases?
Like,
it's all
in the whole verbatim camp. Or...
I'd have to see.
Carpe diem. Eh.
Carpe diem's a good one.
What's the, caveat emptor, I think is my favorite.
Ex ne on the Utens day.
Ipso facto.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know any. I can't think of any off the top of my heads.
Wait, is ipso facto different than ex post facto?
Probably.
Yeah, I guess it is. Ooh, there's culpa. Some good, mea culpa is good. There's a lawyer, a law
lawyer. Fromage?
One. Voir dire. Oh, no, that might
fromage,
be French.
Which is Latin for cheese.
Fromage. I don't know any Latin. I don't know.
I don't. I mean, I don't know a ton. I know there's like a law term that I'm trying to think of, but I can't remember what it is. I think voir dire is French. I don't think that's Latin.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah, I mean, caveat emptor, I guess, is my favorite, but I, you know.
Ooh, I have one.
What?
Okay, let's say, just hypothetical. You're at the theater, you're enjoying the show, hell of a good play. You look up in the most expensive, nicest seats, and you're like, okay. This fucking guy? God damn it. You hate this dude, you think he sucks, you run up to him, you got a gun, and you blow his brains out. You jump off the balcony and you're like, I should say something cool. And you say this. Do we know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember what it is.
It's like, I'm a simp saboteurum.
It's I'm a simp saboteur. Baba dee da ba da. If I should. Eiffel 66. If I should simp saboteurum. It's six emperor tyrannus.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
and
that's
what
right.
Does that mean? Is it death to something?
Death to the tyrants, or like
I think
death
that sounds infidel? Right. That sounds right. Death to the tyrants.
Yeah. And then a man stands up to the front row and he goes, "Mr. Gorbachev, lock the doors."
Besides that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
One of my favorite. Have you ever heard that phrase?
Oh, I love that phrase. That's a great.
Besides that, how is the play?
Yeah, whenever somebody's besides complaining, that. That's a great yeah. phrase to throw out there. It's that's really good.
Well, carpe diem, and how do we say seize the episode?
Oh, yeah. Episode. What's Vini Vidi Vici? Is that we came, we saw,
ooh,
we concert?
That's a nice one.
Conquered?
Oh, there you go.
Memento
there
Mori. Mm-hmm. Memento Mori is a good one.
Oh, Memento Mori Povich.
Memento Mori. You know,
that's where like Povich. Mori always forgets the questions to ask because I'm tattooed on yeah. his body.
Oh, yeah, like, that's right.
Mori,
yeah,
yeah, Mori Povich backed out. Guy Ritchie was waiting in the wings.
He stood in.
So that we can memento Mori that, you know, remember that this podcast will die after this episode. Brett, can you let us know? Can you lead us in some Latin to summarize what we've talked about today?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, it's hard to think of it, but the word I always remember is power torre, and power torre is famous.
I have that in my being, Tucson's engine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that makes you think of Septima Manifest. And, you know, that's also very popular because mm-hmm. you have to know those things. And then, you know, and then when you do say them, you do say them, you know, verbatim.
Yeah.
Yes. Verbanus. Verbanus.
Verbatim if you got them. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Verbanus, which is famous for your anus, exactly how your anus looks. So those are the words. I don't know a lot of Latin. And if you're out there and you've written a book, read it yourself. So maybe one day I'll read it.
Absolutely.
That's it. I mean, it was the guy being like, I hit the shot at the U.S. Open. I was like, no, you didn't. It was Andre Agassi.
Well, that's you being confused. That's like a child not having object permanence. Like, Brett, you should realize when I read somebody a bedtime story, I'm not saying this is me.
When I kissed Steffi Graf for the first time, hey, you son of a bitch, why are you kissing Andre Agassi's
that's
wife?
My wife. You just heard a guy open the door. Hey, yeah. That's my wife.
Agassi just attacks. He's like, no, I was reading.
Oh, sick, I was
sick
reading.
Sick tempura, Tyrannosaurus.
How were you in Cancun with us? I was in Cancun when that happened.
Well, this has been my life. And Nancy, could you help me read a little bit more?
Well, Harry Potter got off the train. And him and his friend Ron met Hermione. Well,
that's Ronald Reagan reading Chamber of Secrets.
Bye.
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.